The nation's airlines continue struggling to fill their seats. Any planes taking off are nearly two-thirds empty. NPR's Jackie Northam reports on how the airline industry is trying to get its customers back.
Whenever a plane crashes, the airline industry typically sees an immediate drop in customers. The length of time travelers stay away is usually proportional to how devastating the crash was. But the carnage from the terrorist attacks is unprecedented, and the fear of flying, now deeply embedded in customers' psyche, means airports are quiet and jets are virtually empty.
I think the vivid images from September the 11th will be with all of us for years to come.
Michael Wascom, a spokesman for the Air Transport Association, a trade group for the airline industry, says the business is going to have to work very hard to rebuild its customers' faith and trust in flying again.
We have a duty and a responsibility to restore the confidence of the traveling public that their air transport system is secure.
Wascom says part of that mission will have to spring from the government. He applauds the additional security steps the government has set in place and that the political leaders, including President Bush, have been urging the public to get back on planes.
If a family member asked whether they should fly, I'd say yes.
But convincing people to get back on planes rests heavily on the airlines themselves. It's not an easy task. Whenever a plane crashes, all the airline companies pull their advertising. It's called going dark. The ads resume when the industry decides it's appropriate. Most of the major carriers say they have no plans to put commercials on yet. But Southwest Airlines feels it's time to start talking about flying again.
We are a company of Americans. 32,000 men and women who have never felt more pride or love for our fellow man and country.
Last week, Southwest Airlines launched television commercials, one featuring company president Colleen Barrett.
Nothing will keep our country or our company from moving ahead.
The 30-second commercials, filled with soft music and concerned-looking pilots and flight attendants, are a long way from the humorous ads that have become a trademark of the Austin, Texas-based company. Susan Kirkley, a senior director of marketing for Southwest, says these commercials are respectful of what the country has gone through.
They are delivering a strong message of patriotism, along with support and sympathy for what has transpired. And so the tone is much more gentle. It's very much from the heart.
Ann Kirkley says Southwest hopes talking about it may encourage people to start flying again. But there are other ways to get customers interested, such as increasing frequent flyer miles, creating more perks for business and first-class travelers, and adding personal touches when selling tickets. Peter Yesowich is the president of Yesowich, Pepperdine & Brown, one of the leading forecasters in the travel industry. He says lower prices are what will bring customers back.
The airline business is a very demand-elastic business, and essentially when prices drop, demand goes up. And once those prices get down into a highly attractive range, I think you're going to see a surge of reservations for travelers who will come back to the market in significant numbers.
But that's in a normal situation. There's nothing to compare with what's happening now. Up until September 11th, flying was a part of everyday life, whether for business or leisure. Sooner or later, many people will likely board a plane again. There's just no telling when. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.